With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's an effort to resurrect a dead witch hunt, an act of desperation. That's how former President Trump describes his latest indictment in the 2020 election interference case. After being slapped down by the U.S. Supreme Court, Special Counsel Jack Smith is targeting Mr. Trump with a new indictment.
Jack Smith is keeping the same criminal charges, but he narrowed the allegations against Trump following a Supreme Court opinion granting broad immunity to former presidents for official acts. The new indictment removes items covered by the immunity ruling, including Trump's interactions with the Justice Department. But it keeps allegations related to the former president's interactions with Vice President Mike Pence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Amid the dangerous heat, powerful storms have rolled across Michigan, at one point leaving more than 350,000 electric customers without power. As the fall semester gets underway, anti-Israel protests have erupted again on the campus of Cornell University. At least one building has been vandalized with graffiti and some windows were broken. Israel's military confirms operations were underway this morning in the West Bank. The Palestinians claim the raids killed at least nine people, identified by the Israelis as terrorists. In a victory for conservative and traditional values activists, home improvement chain Lowe's scaling back some of its DEI commitments.
Robbie Starbuck, a conservative political commentator, took credit for the changes announced by Lowe's, saying that he had contacted a Lowe's executive last week with his plans to expose Lowe's over topics such as hiring policy.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer says that among other steps, Lowe's will no longer take part in an annual survey on LGBTQ plus workplace inclusion. On Wall Street this morning, stocks trading in the red. This is SRN News. The atheists are at it again.
Officials at Wellborn Middle School in College Station, Texas, have forbidden an employee from using a Bible verse in his email under threat from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That prominent atheist group took issue with the school's athletic coordinator for ending his emails with a reference to Romans 1:16. The foundation spends most of its time trying to scour any references to Christianity from the public square and threatens lawsuits if its wishes are not obeyed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has cleared the way for Florida to enforce a ban on so-called gender-affirming care for children. The decision blocks a lower court order against the ban while the matter is appealed. The law prohibits kids from being prescribed puberty blockers and hormonal treatments, even with their parents' permission. At least 26 states have adopted laws restricting or banning puberty blockers and sex change operations on minors. This is SRN News. Those pesky mosquitoes that can put a crimp in your summertime fun are more than just a nuisance. They can be dangerous disease carriers.
People in some areas of Massachusetts have been warned to stay indoors when mosquitoes are most active after a rare case of eastern equine encephalitis was discovered. And Dr. Anthony Fauci, the former top U.S. infectious disease expert, was recently hospitalized after he came down with the West Nile virus. Both are nasty diseases spread by mosquitoes, though they are relatively rare. The best way to avoid getting sick is to avoid getting bitten. That could mean using repellent and staying indoors when the mosquitoes are out. John Scott reporting.
A Pennsylvania ammunition plant, it makes a key artillery shell in Ukraine's fight against Russia, has managed to boost its production by 50% to meet surging demand. There's more capacity on the way in the pipeline. More details at srnnews.com.